Today on Gardening in a Minute, dill. Often found in Florida gardens, dill is an herb with lots of uses. It is a feathery, fern-like annual with deep green leaves that grows to 2 to 3 feet tall. Its leaves have a crisp, clean, grassy taste, while the tan, flat dill seeds have a stronger and more pungent flavor, similar to that of anise and celery. September through December is the best planting time, but dill gives good results when planted in February and March. Plant the variety Long Island Mammoth for best results in Florida. Fresh dill can be kept in a plastic bag in the refrigerator for a few days, or it can be dried and stored in an airtight container for up to 6 months. Spice up your life by planting dill. For more information about dill and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden tools. Every gardener has a favorite tool that they use for everything, but tending your garden can be even easier if you have the right tool for the job. A spading fork, which looks like a short pitchfork with wider tines, will help you break up and improve the soil before you plant anything. A bow rake is used to level the soil and gather up debris, and a hoe is great for weeding and otherwise working the soil surface. You'll need a sturdy shovel for big projects like planting trees and shrubs. If you're planting small plants, you can use a trowel, and a pair of quality shears will make pruning and shaping a breeze. And don't forget the watering can, which comes in handy for watering indoor plants, potted plants, and young seedlings. For more information about garden tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tips for new Floridians. If you've just moved to Florida, chances are you've noticed things are a bit different here. Here are a few gardening tips to help you out. First, you can garden all year here. Yes, it's true. There are 4 seasons of gardening here. You can always have fresh flowers and vegetables. Second, make sure you pick the right plant for the right place. This can make or break your beautiful yard. There are a multitude of soil conditions and microclimates. Pick plants that will do well for your location. Third, while winters are short and fairly mild, remember to protect your tender plants when there is a cold snap. Florida is a great place to garden, and remembering these few simple tips can help make your experience more enjoyable. For more information about tips for new Floridians and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, annual flowering plants. In Florida, we can have flowers 12 months of the year, and annuals fit into almost any landscape. In beds and as borders, they provide bright accents. In containers, they add a splash of color to a deck, porch, or patio. Annuals have a life cycle that lasts only 1 growing season. Typically, we divide them into 2 groups, warm season and cool season annuals. For beds or borders, limit your selection to as few kinds as possible to prevent visual confusion. Prepare your flower beds before purchasing plants and water your new plants before and after planting. Keep in mind that annuals require some maintenance, such as occasional pruning and weeding and applications of water and fertilizer. Keep these plants happy and they'll make you smile. For more information on flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, knot gardens. Knot gardens were very popular during the Renaissance and are still a beautiful sight in many English and European gardens today. Knot gardens are typically small gardens with intricate low plantings that are interlaced with one another and resemble knots in embroidery. Knot gardens do require high maintenance. Designing and maintaining a formal garden requires more time and work than less formal plantings. Choose dwarf or naturally small plants to reduce the amount of pruning that you need to do. Select different foliage colors for an exciting knot garden year-round. Annual herbs and rapidly growing leafy vegetables, such as lettuce and chard, can make showy additions as well. Knot gardens are a unique use of plants that can mesmerize the eye with their intricate designs. For more information about knot gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.